This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and it's time for Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. Here's a question for you. What's so important about being kind to others? Does it really matter if I'm a kind sort of person? And really, what is kindness anyway? Now, I think all this matters a lot. It was Princess Diana who once said, "Try and carry out a random act of kindness." She said, "Someone somewhere might do the same for you." And that really is it in a nutshell. It's nice to know that someone's gone out of their way to do something nice or thoughtful for you, and we remember that, don't we? I think it's linked with that popular reading, and you might have heard this, "I expect to pass through this world but once, and any good thing therefore that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any fellow creature, let me do it now. Let me not defer it, nor neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again." And sometimes it's as simple as a pleasant smile or a warm handshake, perhaps sending an email or a note to someone, or helping a neighbour with that particular project they've got. After all, the greatest thing that anyone can do for his or her Heavenly Father is to be kind to his other children. I like the story of the lady who was sitting at the airport lounge waiting for her flight. She'd bought a small packet of biscuits and she sat down to read the newspaper. And then as she sat there, she heard a rustling noise and was quite astounded to see a neatly dressed man helping himself to some biscuits. Now, she didn't want to make a fuss, so she leaned over and took one herself, and he ate another biscuit. She was getting furious, but she didn't say anything. He broke the last biscuit in half. He pushed the other half across to her. He ate the other piece and then left. So she was fuming. But later, she opened a handbag to get the ticket to go on board, and there in her handbag was the unopened packet of biscuits. Little did she realise that a complete stranger had kindly shared his biscuits with an angry woman. Well, kindness is a bit like that, isn't it? It can be unexpected, but it leaves a lasting impression. I've spoken on this program about Harold Kushner, the Jewish rabbi, and he once said that when you carry out acts of kindness, you get a wonderful feeling inside. It's as though something inside your body responds and says, "Yes, this is how I ought to feel." So what's the best example we can think of kindness? Well, the Bible says that God himself is the essence of kindness. For example, in Psalm 63, the psalmist wrote, "Your love and your kindness are better than life itself." In Psalm 107, he says, "Say thank you to the Lord for being so good, for always being so loving and kind." And there's another great verse in Psalm 136, verse 1. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness continues forever." So it seems that there's that common theme that runs through much of the Bible, in the Old Testament and New Testament, the message of praise and qualities, saying, "Well, thank you, Lord, for your kindness, that you are a God who is merciful, who is slow to get angry, full of love and compassion." And in another Psalm, 145, 17, 18, says, "The Lord is fair in everything he does, and he is full of kindness. He is close to all who call on him sincerely." The wonderful truth is that God is kind because that's his nature. God can't be anything else. Now, perhaps you say, "Well, how do you know that God is kind?" Well, I think very simply by understanding the blessing that we have each day. We enjoy so much from God, even though we take a lot of it for granted. Every day, God showers down on us his kindness and his goodness. And then Paul says it so well in Ephesians 2, "God, rich in mercy, brought us to life with Christ, even when we were dead in our sins. In union with Christ Jesus, he raised us up and enthroned us with him in the heavenly realms, that he might display how great is his kindness to us in Christ Jesus." Isn't it wonderful to know that God was so kind to us that he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, into this world? And I can really think of no other greater act of kindness. Well, Heavenly Father, today we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your gifts and blessing. Thank you for the joy that we can know you. Thank you for the gift of grace. And Lord, help us to show kindness to others. And we offer this prayer in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.